Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. This is episode 35 of Art Talk, and today I have a very special edition. This is not the normal Art Talk. We are going to talk about this book, Black Queer Role Models, Painting for Unity, that I made in collaboration with Annika Chambers. Welcome, Annika, to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for
We had such we had such a good collaboration. But let me quickly tell the people a bit about you. So Annika Chambers is a Black British poet living in London. Mm-hmm. She enjoys making an impact through poetry, and her work can be found in Brave Voices magazine, South Bank Poetry, Feral, a journal of poetry, and Art, Superfruits magazine, amongst other notable publications. It was such a joy to do this with you.
Absolutely. I was delighted, firstly, just by getting in touch with you via LinkedIn, and then you responding and having a project that I could potentially work on, and then us doing it. Yeah, it was a really seamless process, and I thank you for including me in that, because the message is so important, and I really feel that the poetry amongst the portraits just somehow meld together and work.
Absolutely. And I was so happy with that. So let me just quickly explain what I've done, because you see this portrait, which is not really the portrait. That is more like this.
Yes.
This is the portrait. And next to it, you see the poem. So I made 11 or 10 portraits of people. Most of them are part of UK Black Pride. I have two transgender people.
Yeah.
So it is very important. And how did I come to this? Because when I came in the UK, I come from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And the thing is that in the Netherlands, being queer is generally accepted. That said, I am not a community person, so I don't go to these events. And I came out late. It's also a thing. So when I came here, I went to Pride with my partner, and we saw UK Black Pride, and she said, "Wow, that's amazing. It's good that they do this." And in 2019 or 18, I met Phil online because I painted her portrait.
Yes, which is also in the book.
Which is also in the book, yeah. So that is this portrait. Oh, by the way, this portrait is was a study. This was a study. But I've never really shown it. And it was by... So it's also a watercolor, and that's something I hardly use. But when I was in conversation with her, because I always also made a book about her, when she came out and what happened.
Yes.
And the most important thing she told me is, it wasn't that I was a lesbian, because I didn't even know that when I was a child. It was that I found out I am different because I have a different skin color.
Right. Got you. Yeah.
And there she told that story, and that really crushed my heart. I had like, how in the world can you do that to someone who's a child? And from that moment, she said she changed, and she started to be aware of how that was.
Yes.
And started to recognize other people, and they may had a connection, like, okay, we have something in common. Schools were racist. And then later finding out you are gay and within the community, the black community, African community, it was not accepted. And she says that's because the Commonwealth laws, like in colonialism, were placed in those countries.
Yes.
Religion took it over. And so those laws are still ruling. And it means that a lot of people were queer. And that is, the letters keep growing, LGBTQI plus.
Yeah.
So there are more of us than there are heterosexuals.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I have another one, by the way, in that respect, because we are all non-binary.
Yes. So I'm reading and understanding now.
Yeah. And so at one point, I was a volunteer in UK Black Pride 2019, before lockdown, before this pandemic.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go anywhere, etc. And I never had such an amazing pride as there, because it was all inclusive.
Yes.
But the fact that so many black queers, queer in general, black queer in particular, still have to fight for their own right. You can't be who you really are. And and that's very troubling.
And I think that's what really kind of led me to want to do this, because I remember us having a conversation. I think it was the first time we spoke. And, you know, I said to you, oh, I'm a heterosexual female. And I felt a little bit worried, actually, about taking on this role, because I didn't want to occupy space where I shouldn't be. But I remember your words so clearly. You said to me, this book is for everyone, because it is about unity. And I think that's the beauty of the book. It also is reflective of who you and I are and how we've come together to create something. That is what really made me think, actually, I do need to do this, because the education in schools isn't there. The education within our own community, like you've said, the black community is absolutely not there. It's brushed under the carpet. It's silenced. And so it has been an honour to do this and to share with my own friends and my own kind of groups, because my groups are very diverse of people that I mix with, you know. I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it was a great conversation that we had, because the unity, and I told you about that time where they started to vote in parliament. If they should teach about LGBTQ in schools. And I had this massive conversation with this guy, a white guy, by the way, who was praying his knees off in Westminster, because he didn't want his children to know about how same-sex couples had sex. And I had like, what? That's not the case. That's not, I mean, what is going on in your brain? And it took me so much effort to go through to him,
actually,
to the extent that he said, I will pray to God for you. I said, you don't have to. You don't have to, because my God is all inclusive.
All encompassing, all inclusive. Exactly.
And so I started painting, and I asked people, and it was a slow process because I was also in another project.
Yeah.
And then, we came together. And do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? That's a really good question. I must say Audre Lorde is one of my favorites, because, and I have to thank you again, because doing this project has actually taught me so much, and it's really opened my eyes up to the vast work that she did. And I've been doing my family history as well, and I think there might be some connection. I'm hoping there is, but I think it was her mother. She came from Grenada and she shares the same surname as my paternal surname. And so Yeah, it was really, really interesting to do it. And that portrait that you captured of her speaks so many words to me. And that's why I focus so much on the body language, the eyes, the face, the voice, because all of these things come through in the portrait so eloquently.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I love the portrait. May I read it?
Or do, of
can,
course.
Can you read it?
Yes, of course I will. Right, just bear with me. I just have to go through it on my phone. Okay, where is she?
Because you captured it so well, exactly what
I... Do you feel so?
Yeah. Because I will come to that. You first read your poem, because then I will explain.
Yeah, why. No, for sure. Okay, so behind my eyes outlives a universe of unity. Do you share my vision? Behind my face resides the innocent, the forgotten. Will you face them with me? Behind my voice nests a world of the silenced. Let us stand together and advocate on their behalf.
Yes, so beautiful. So beautiful. And really captures what I painted. Because if you look at the eyes, I didn't put lights into it.
No, I remember you saying that after I'd written the poem, and the eyes were one of the first features that I was drawn to when looking in the portrait, because I tried to study the portrait first, so that was my main source of communication, and then I did my research about the person, but the eyes really drew me in here, and so I had to start with that.
Yeah, because why didn't I do that? She's looking inside. As a writer, as an author, as a civil rights. And she has also the words behind her.
Yes.
Those are her words. So she's really inside. And I loved this poem so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I do love it. I must say, I really enjoyed writing that one. And it's almost like it speaks to you from her voice. And it makes the person, the recipient reading it, question, actually, you know, what am I doing to make a positive change? Am I being united? Am I doing X, Y, Z? So, yeah, it's almost like a call to action. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Let us stand together and advocate on their behalf.
Yeah.
And then you really have to think, okay.
Exactly.
Am I doing that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you have another one? I make these portraits and I send you the pictures. And one that I love is from my friend Nate.
Ah, yes.
A sweetheart, absolute sweetheart.
Yeah.
And it is almost a wrap.
Honestly, when I did Nate's poem, I felt such a sensitivity and vulnerability there, and I really wanted to capture that. But I also got a strength and a fierceness, especially in the music that he does and the actual music world that he's involved in. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. You have to almost have a persona of, yeah, I've got this. Even if sometimes you haven't, which is natural for everyone. So I hope the poem captures that. And I remember getting in contact with Nate after and sharing the poem with him, and it was wonderful.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah. I tried to get in contact with everyone and share it with them after. So.
And what did they say?
Tash was ecstatic about her, so we can come on to hers after, but yeah, she was really, really ecstatic. It was nice to actually get that feedback from them, and I hope that they resonate with the words, because it's hard sometimes to write about someone that you don't know personally, but it was a nice experiment to do it through your poetry, because when you draw, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you certainly, I'm sure, pick up feelings, pick up emotions, which are then portrayed in the drawing. And so from that, I then became inspired to write my words. So, Yeah.
It's always a high energy. That's true.
Yes.
And
yes,
you. Definitely. So let's go to Tash. Tash.
Okay.
That beautiful smile.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? When I was doing my research about Tash, she's done so many exceptional things, by the way. But yeah. I had to come back to the smile because you portrayed that so, so perfectly. And when you look at, for example, her Instagram, that's all you see. You see this glorious smile. So her poem had to reflect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her poem had to reflect that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah.
Do you want me to read that one out?
Yes, please.
Okay. So let me just find that. Well, how about, do you want to read it?
Nah, your poems.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me just find it.